treat the decision as final and proceed accordingly.
Thank you. We have no minutes to review today. And so we have a move-up agenda. What we try to do is order the agenda items to for best efficiency and to try to let the off-island folks get out as early as possible. So with that, first up on the move-up agenda.
Excuse me, Chair, are there any withdrawals on the agenda?
F3 and 4. F3 and 4 we are withdrawing. If you're here for F3 and 4, we will not be hearing those today.
As well as M8, I'm sorry, it wasn't on the agenda.
Okay, M8 we are withdrawing. If you're here for F3, F4, or M8, we will not be hearing those today. Okay, so first up on the move agenda is D2.
Good morning, board members. D2 is a housekeeping measure. A few months ago, you approved the cancellation of a prior set-aside to DAGS for a civic center and a reissuance of a new set-aside to HHFTC for affordable rental housing. And together with that affordable rental housing, the HHFTC will work with the county to develop a bus facility for this site. And so today, we're just asking, in the past, previously, DAGS issued a right of entry to the county to do site work and planning purposes. But then we had not taken that to the board. So today we're asking for confirmation that the consent to the right of entry issued by DAGS to the County of Maui for that purpose. As well as secondly, once the executive order is complete, we're asking the board to allow HHFTC to issue a similar right of entry to the county for that purpose.
Okay, board members, do you have any questions on D2? Mr. Fujimoto is here. Any public testimony on D2? Or any other thing to add? Okay, if not, is there a motion to approve D2 as submitted?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Thank you. Okay, next up is E5.
D5 is a request by a homeowner out at Diamond Head Lots. For the board to please waive a restrictive covenant that was issued in his deed originally, which prohibited fence, screen, hedge, or wall within the building setback line. This is a corner lot, and so the first question I had was, it probably is a view issue, and it's probably a traffic issue, but the applicant did obtain a letter of clearance from the County Department of Transportation. They have no objections for removing this deed restriction. Other than that, I see no reason why the deed restriction would be there on this particular parcel.
Okay, thank you. Board members, any questions?
Yes, did the applicant indicate what they intend to do? It sounds like if they want to remove that covenant, then they have some plans to landscape or, if it's a fence.
Yeah, I don't know, but the applicants are here. You want to have them come up. They are Jay Suimori and his wife, Eileen. Both Jay is a lawyer and Eileen is a retired judge.
All right, good.
Suimori is here?
Yeah. Yes.
Do you want to come up and introduce yourself to the record? And
Hi, I'm Aline Suimori.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Hi, Happy New Year. Do we have any intention? Well, actually, we're just trying to keep, it's not a corner lot, it's on a circle, it's a T, where Kaiko comes up and it tees right into our lot. Mm-hmm. There's no parking, no public parking down in Kaiko, and everybody parks in front of us. And we'd like to either put a hedge, something, but there's no hedge, there's no nothing. We have some naupaka. They said take off the naupaka. The guys come in there, they pee on our yard, they have prophylactics in our yard, they do all sorts of stuff in our yard. We'd like to, we haven't actually figured out what tree or branch or bush we're going to put in there.
Mock oranges.
Yeah, mock oranges. Or something with thorns.
No, not with thorns, but something dense anyway.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, thanks. That's all. I just wanted to. I was just wondering.
Yeah.
Given Waikiki and the just our general appearance there.
I notice it isn't. Your lot is not close to any stop. So usually when they put restrictions, it would be at an intersection where you stop and they would need sight distance.
Right.
To, you know, on the oncoming traffic. So, you know, I don't know why they put that restriction when it's just going around.
Yeah.
That was the term.
But it's only for that one lot. There are three other lots there.
Don't have it.
So my question is, one of the questions I have is, why did it take so long? I mean, you guys have this since the 60s.
Well, it's really interesting. My parents and I was raised on the lot across the street. My mother is 98, still living there.
Oh, I see that.
And so the Chinese neighbor across the street, who's known my mother for like decades, before he died, he wanted either my mother's kids or the next door neighbor's Chinese guys to buy the lot. And then we bought the lot. And that was only like 8 years ago, 6 years ago. Okay. So then we bought it, and that's when we said, and then he didn't even know. And he originally bought it from the territory, because daddy bought it from the territory. So it was like, and our lot, of course, doesn't have a restriction, but the owner of this lot just didn't know he had the restriction. So, that's why it took so long.
Okay. And so now yours comes in line with all of the rest of the lots that are in the vicinity.
Okay. Any other questions?
Yeah, the rest of the lots, do they have a height restriction?
Each one's sort of like no and yes. I mean, like 3 inches and zero, and it's the four.
Height restriction. I think it's all within the requirements of the city and county.
Oh, yeah.
So we're fine with that.
Okay. All right. Any other questions? Any public testimony on this?
Oh, have it.
Okay. If not, is someone want to make a motion to approve?
Move to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Okay, next up is D7.
D7 is the current RP that we're requesting the board to approve a term, non-exclusive easement to the Carnegie Yacht Club for their pier and boat ramp, floating dock, and wooden catwalk. Our submittal goes into...
Wait, hang on.
Can we please?
Hard to hear. Okay, go ahead.
Our submittal goes into a detailed explanation of the request. One of the issues that came up was the applicants had wished that their charges would be at nominal, but we could not figure out a legal way to do that. They're not qualified under 43.1 and not the eleemosynary statute to receive the nominal rent.
And this is a commercial. This yacht club is a commercial. These people pay.
I believe so. Yes.
They pay for their
for
slips.
The membership.
For the membership. For the membership.
Do they pay for their slips?
I believe so.
Do the slips change in price?
I cannot answer that.
It's a regular yacht club. It's a membership.
But this I'm asked Barry.
This is a non-profit.
No, but it's not.
It says it's a non-profit, 501c7. It's a non-profit, but it's not one that's exempted. It is a non-profit.
It's not a public purpose.
It's not one that is under the 42.1.
Right, It's not.
Yeah, but it's
not
under
exempted,
501.
But it is a non-profit.
Something. Barry. Can you know anything about the rates that you charge?
No. We didn't do research or ask the applicant how much they charge for the slip rental. But I think a first statement from me is we reasonably assume that they would definitely need to charge for the slip rental. It's just how much we don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, because says in here you're asking for a fair market value for the one-time payment, but you're giving them for 30-something years. So are we going to charge for the 35th year fair market value, or are we charging for this year's fair market value? The reason I'm getting to, I understand when we do peers that are not, I call them not commercial, and we give them a one-time fee, non-exclusive easement, people can still walk on it, so on and so forth. But this is basically a business, because in their membership, they have slips, and they pay for their slips, and I'm sure there's varying prices for their slips. And I'm sure those prices change in the next 30 years, they're going to change. So to give them a one time, I mean, for me, I looked at it, well, maybe there should be reopenings in this concept.
Yeah, I mean, Barry just presented it like how we normally present.
No, I understand, so that's how I'm asking the question.
You can, I mean, if it would be perfect. We normally, for leases, we normally reopen after 10. If that's something you want, and the 10th and the 20th, maybe. Okay.
Good.
Anniversary.
That's it for me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Tommy. And then
just
Jimmy.
Because of the
because annual.
Being a, you know this RP? Why is it an RP?
I'm sorry?
Why is it an RP?
Yeah, it was one that was targeted to convert to a longer-term disposition.
I think, if I may add, at the Smith said, we kind of took it over from the former DOT Harbor Commissioner. At the time, it was under the Harbor Commissioner's RP. So the board just took it over, and then we continued to issue RP until now.
And then the other thing, too, is, you know, they had an extension. They were allowed, the board gave them approval to do that floating dock. In the ocean, but that's not part of the RP. Is it part of the RP?
I think the board allowed them to build a floating pier, but the RP area, the rental, was never just accordingly. That's why we cite in the summary that the difference in the area under the RP document versus the actual area feasibly that we observe in the field is different.
And then the third question is, why didn't we turn this over to voting?
It's not a public harbor.
It's a good question.
It's not a public harbor.
Yeah, it's not. It's a private.
It's a membership.
But it's ocean. So
it's submerged land. It's land.
Who does Waikiki Yacht Club then? Or Hawaii Yacht Club?
We do.
But it's part of the harbor.
That's part of the Alawai, the Alawai Harbor.
A portion of the small harbor.
But this is Dobor, this is water. So whether the land rose or the sea dropped or whatever, it's still water. So why is it under land division?
Because it's not a harbor that the boating division is managing.
Because we get everything that nobody wants.
No, because okay,
if Dobor wants it,
that's no, he's trying to get rid of himself.
We're flying at that.
The thing is this, it was on the DOT harbors.
Yeah, and it
turned
came
it over to you guys, the RP. So it was a harbor. So you can turn it over to them because originally it was on the DOT. Correct?
Actually, there was some DOT permit issue under the Harbor Commissioner era for the single family houses along Canal Bay. We took it over, we issued leases for those pier. So I think DOT Harbor Commission back in their days, the old days, that they manage and maintain both big scale harbor facility versus at the same time also the single individual pier. Yeah.
You guys do the leases, easements, and RPs for submerged lands.
I think at the time, in the old days, DOT handled harbors, handled all of
this.
The,
is all
all of the ocean area.
So did this submerged land fall under the Kaneohe Bay amnesty program?
They didn't take advantage of it. Yes. If it did.
I did ask, but I didn't get any positive response that they are going into that program. So now the program sunset.
Gone.
Yeah.
Okay, other questions? Oh, wait, Jimmy had a question.
Jimmy first.
Didn't they add more to did some improvements with at the pier? They did improvements and didn't come before. They didn't come before us to get a permit.
I think they came. They did come before the board asked for the CDUP or kind of that kind of approval. But as I said, the RP rent and RP area wasn't adjusted accordingly due to the change in the area. So I think earlier someone was mentioning about the extension, and yeah, we did put it up. They got a permit to build the extension, but we never followed up with changing the RP area and charge more rent. I think that's what happened.
And you think by doing this now with $1,000 and 10% of revenue will cover all of this? It should cover it?
I think this is an interim, because we're heading into a long-term disposition, do a fair market rent for all the area.
And how long do you think this window will take for it to be all-encompassed? How many more years? Or how many more months?
I think that the next step is we need to get a map from
the
applicant.
Yeah, you got to get a survey.
That's something and then they have to react in a timely manner.
Okay.
Stan?
Along the same lines as what James said, the area is extended. They have added these floating piers. Did you folks never collected any money for that? Is that correct? They were charging people by the slip. So they've been collecting money. But on the expansion area, you never collected any money for land division? And if not, why not?
Well, the question is whether land division even brought to the board the expansion area. Who brought the board? Was that at a sea conservation district?
Conservation district, yeah.
Who?
The conservation district. Yeah. Due to the conservation district.
Land division wasn't involved in any expansion area. So
who was? Somebody was.
OCCL.
Who? OCCL.
Yeah.
So did they collect money?
No. Apparently it went to the board, but it did not.
When arrive. Did it go to the board?
The CDUP. CDUA.
I think the latest looks like it's 1987. In page 4 of the submittal. We tried to distinguish each section of the pier in the submittal by different color coding as shown on the exhibit A4. So, for example, this first part is year one, second part is year two, blah, 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 blah. But Russell was right that we were not, land division was not properly informed that the extension was going to the board. If the extension is going to the board now, today, we definitely would add the land division at A. They need a disposition from the board, i.e. to charge the rent to expand the area. But apparently that didn't happen back in those days.
So OCCL never brought it to the board and never collected any money.
They took the CDU, the permit.
They
the
did
permit.
The regulation, permit. Not land disposition.
No, the permit, the CDUP.
Okay, they did the CDUP, but nobody collected the money for using the water area all these years. No. How could it slip through the cracks? We have OCCL, we have Dopar, we have land division, we have three divisions. Nobody caught it since 1987 till now.
We raised the rent in 2016.
Yeah.
Excuse me, till 2016. How many years is that? Chris, you can do that. How many years, Chris?
Seriously?
2019 minus 1987, what's the answer?
That's 39.
39.
Okay, 29 years, we never collect money. So what are we going to do? We just waive it? We just give up the money? We tell the government that, oh, sorry, but we made foul ball, and he said, well, what are you going to do? Do we have a contract claim? We have a quantum merit claim? We have an unjust enrichment claim? What do we have?
We didn't charge.
I know we didn't charge, Madam Chair.
My question is, how come?
Went to the board.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, we have three divisions working on this. Nobody charged them anything. So what are we supposed to do today? We just let it slide? We're supposed to be trustees under the Constitution. We have a fiduciary duty to do the right thing by the people of Hawaii. So what's the right thing to do? Let it slide?
Charge fair market value going forward.
Well, I agree with that, Madam Chair. I think that's a good idea. But what do we do about the past? If I didn't pay rent in my house, in 2 months I'd be out.
Did we require rent to be paid?
I don't know. You tell me.
The board approved the expansion, but did not.
Excuse me for raising my voice. 1987. I wasn't on the board.
Neither
77.
But the board was here, and the board approved it, and they did not require additional compensation.
So
arguably, yacht club could probably say you waived it, and you can argue about that in court.
I don't know. Okay,
Chris.
It was extended 70 feet.
Okay.
It was extended 70 feet. They were paying for 747 feet. Is that right?
Right. Approximately 747 and an additional 70 feet.
And so 10% extension in area. And they've been paying $183 a month. Is that the term?
Correct.
I don't know. It should have been caught, and the area of the RP should have been revised, but it's not. It doesn't amount to a lot. If you increase the rent that they were paid by 10% retroactively, it's $18 a month.
Madam Chair, I think your idea, the idea of this docket, is a good one. That if we didn't catch it in the past, we should catch it now and catch it in the future. But we need to put something into it to make up for the past, something reasonable under the circumstances, because it isn't just fair market value for the future. This has got to be something in the past to make an adjustment, because since we're supposed to be trustees of that money, we need to make sure that we make a reasonable effort to collect some of it. So perhaps in the future payments, how could we adjust this, Russell, so that in the future we pick up some of this money from the past, whatever is reasonably appropriate, we'll call it equitable adjustment, because this is a leasehold area or RP area, we make an equitable adjustment. The question is, what's fair for the RP holder? That is the yacht club. What's fair for them? Well,
in my view, what is fair, I think that would have to be discussed with the yacht club, because I'm serious when I said the board approved the expansion. The board did not issue or say anything about additional rent. They do have an argument that the board waived it. It's been going on for many, many years. So I think if you guys do want to capture back at least some or something, what do you think is fair, you could probably discuss it with them privately, and then to work something out, and if you come to an agreement, you can bring it back to the board.
Is there anything in the minutes of the 1987
meeting? We didn't go back.
Board minutes, anything in writing about what was the intent of the disposition? Did they say anything about, because we love you, we're going to give you free rent?
I'm sure they said something,
and all I'm saying is, let's take a look at the minutes. And if it was just an unintentional oversight, I accept that.
My question is, what did the document say that was rented, and what was the rent required to be paid? And if that's what they were paying all along, then the board didn't charge them more rent. And so, do we have that document? Do we know what?
The RP.
Just the RP, the rent versus the area.
Yeah, so the RP says you have...
The area did not increase when the CDUP was granted.
The area did not increase.
Yeah, so the RP itself was based on
the old area, right?
So the improvement on the docks that was not considered part of the RP.
Well, trying to make it right
now. So they
got
a CDUP to extend the length.
It's something that got
disposition.
Mark Bemmer Roig said, you know, it was an oversight, and so we're trying to fix that right now.
If the board,
the question is, can you go back to something that
I know? If the board didn't require payment for the new pier or the extension of the pier, then how at this time and age can we go back and charge them for something the our old board in the past didn't require them to pay? Only thing we can do now is move forward.
Right.
What was that issue in the last board meeting was obvious. I mean, in 87 was the CDP, the regulatory side.
That,
I mean,
that's the question.
Nobody brought up the issue about a additional rent for additional space.
Because now, on the moving forward, you guys can get a survey done on the property.
That's correct.
Plus the pier is correct.
You got whatever is encroaching into the.
So they would be assessed accordingly for everything, even on land.
Yes,
they own the land.
What they have on the property.
They own the submerged land, the slips.
Our area is the submerged land. Yeah.
Because they own the land, the parking block.
So we're just going to move forward from there. And if it's going to, if like, what I will do is charge on per slip. Similar to what Harbors does at Alawai, you include all that, everyone, and that's going to be the rent.
I mean, the way that we typically would do something like that, board member, or if you're going to do an appraisal like what Keone wants every opening too, so which is, I'm thinking, but when we do it like a regular lease rent, just annual rent, it would come out in an annual rent form, reopened after 10 years, you know, for what is the term we're proposing, 25?
55 years.
55.
Oh, 55?
It's a lot of years.
Because it's not official yet.
Well, it is official in my view. I made a commitment to OCCL because of Coastal, you know, that we try to limit these new easements to 25 if you don't mind the applicant, but. Okay, but anyway, I was thinking just annual payment, like a lease rent, and reopen after 10, and then the first 10, second 10, and then whatever remaining term.
I just have one question to add to that. This $1,000, what is the basis that you used for this $1,000?
I can say, because I expect the 10%. Likely will exceed the $1,000 because of the number of slips. If you just do a quick math, so the 10% of whatever they are collecting very, very likely will exceed the $1,000 figure in the summit. But I don't have
a how do we know that?
Because they got number of slips. I'm talking about a month. So imagine. 10% of 1,000, so equate to 10,000 a month. I truly believe the club make more than $10,000 a month just from the rental of slips. I could be wrong, but I think there's a reasonable guess on my side.
Stan?
I have a question.
And then Sam.
What's reasonable to the yacht club might have to be a figure that reflects what their financials are, their income and expenses. In order for it to be equitable, somebody has to sit down with the yacht club, some staff member, and they have to discuss what's reasonable. Maybe their CPA has to be there. Maybe we have to have a CPA there.
Well, it's so market value is what we're looking at. Right?
Madam Chair, may I finish my question?
Well, I'm commenting on your...
I understand you're commenting. I respect that. So that's one thing. It needs to be a discussion based on what's fair. Okay, that's the first thing. The second thing is, I would like to know, whether the statute of limitations ever runs against the state in this situation. If the statute of limitations never runs against the state, it doesn't matter how far this goes back. If the statute doesn't run, we still have a claim. So My question is to our lawyer, Deputy Attorney General down there, what's your best judgment on whether the statute runs against the state for a claim that the state has that they overlooked?
There is some case law, and this was with regards to a violation situation where the court did impose a reasonable time limitation on the state to bring claims against a potential violator. I think we have a similar situation here. It's something electrical versus Bechtel.
But
I can't remember.
If I can comment, though.
Yeah. So
I don't know how you would have a statute of limitations for something that we didn't charge.
It's not a statute of limitations, but it's a limitation on the ability of the state to basically pursue past claims. And so it's not a hard and fast rule. It's not as if you're going to pursue a contract claim, but it was sort of a reasonable time period that was imposed by the court in that case.
But, I mean, that doesn't seem to me to... That's not the issue. The issue isn't like that we have a claim from the past. If we didn't charge it, we don't have a claim.
With all due respect, Madam Chair, I think that because it's an equitable issue, as Attorney General's talking about, that it doesn't come under the statute of limitations. And so maybe we can collect some, maybe we can collect none. But right as we sit here right now, we don't know the legal answer to that. But we do know that we have a responsible entity. The Yacht Club is a first-class operation. And so they want to do the right thing. And so our lawyers perhaps need to sit down and have a chat with them and work out a recommendation of what they think is fair under the circumstances. And defer this matter, give staff and the Yacht Club and our Attorney General staff, who is familiar with the tax law, an opportunity to sit down and talk to the Yacht Club people so that we do the right thing by them and we do the right thing by the state of Hawaii and the people who live here.
Sam, Chris, and then Keone.
I'll point out that in addition to the claims or potential need for equity on the improvements that were approved, there were also on the bottom of page 4 some improvements that were apparently never applied for. That the Yacht Club actually acknowledged in their letter of October 2018. So that those elements, you know, might also play a role in this decision.
Chris and then
Keone. I want to ask a more basic question. At the top of page 5, and I acknowledge what Sam just said. Okay, it says, staff, here's my, okay, the basic question. What are we calling the easement area? How are we figuring on the easement area? Is it just the piers and the catwalks, or does it include, for the want of a better word, the area that's shaded by the boats, the space occupied by the boats? What is the easement?
That's the size of the slip.
It's the dock, right?
Yeah. No, when we issue a lease or easement for the dock or pier,
yes.
Normally we just confine to the footprint
yes.
of the improvement,
okay.
regardless of yeah. the boat.
Yeah. You know, you raise a good question, and we don't normally, we don't have anything in the entire state of Hawaii
okay. mm-hmm.
like this,
mm-hmm.
and maybe it should be under Dobor.
Mm. Well,
because our stuff is always yeah. encroachments on the shoreline, not really mm. parked boats in there. It was and if it's a boat, it's a homeowner's boat that's right by the, you know what I mean, right? And
yeah.
so we don't charge for those being floating on the ocean.
Right.
Charge for tying up to the dock and being final.
So I'm not taking a position right now on how this should be done, but I'm just asking this question of, you know, you have a pier. See, if somebody was mooring a boat in a harbor, there's a, say it's a harbor, but it's their own mooring, right? within a recognized harbor. The state charges to moor.
Right.
A mooring. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's different, and
but it's I'm, based I'm on struggling. the moor. Right? I don't know if they're charging technically.
They don't charge for a bigger boat or a smaller boat. No, they do charge.
Dobor charges per square foot of the boat.
Yeah, they do charge by the boat length. So I'm just trying to explore here what is the right basis for charging for the use of a pier to which you're mooring boats on water that is also, you know, the state water, and it, and you're you know, what is the directions that are given to the appraiser is what I'm really getting at. What are the appraiser going to appraise? Because if this was, say, we allowed somebody to build a private breakwater, okay, you know, there's so many square feet of that the breakwater covers, and that's it. Or if it was a cable that goes out in the ocean, there's so many square feet that's covered by the cable, and that's it. That's, but this is a pier, yeah. And then you have all these boats that are tied up to the pier.
And that's why I keep, you know, we're the ones that do the easements for the cable. We're the ones, we do that all the time.
Sure.
We don't.
This is
this.
The only one
and
that
so
you
maybe
have.
We shouldn't be doing this, and maybe it should be going over.
You're nodding? Are you like agreeable?
leaving this aside, though, you know, as I said, if you, these boats, if they were moored in the ocean, in a state harbor, the state would charge them
fees.
Yeah. A fee, yeah. A mooring fee. And it wouldn't be like the value of the block that, you know, got dropped into the ocean bottom. It would be a mooring fee. And maybe the appraiser can do this by maybe this is part of the appraiser's job, but I'm just trying to figure out what is the right basis, and I'm not certain that just saying we charge them for the square footage occupied by the pier is the valid basis for this appraisal of the easement.
Kione, and then you.
Okay, fine.
How do you charge Hilton?
They're charged, the book again, did a per head, and that was a board decision. They actually came up with that formula. I don't believe that was staff's
recommendation. I recall quite some time ago, I think the staff was making a recommendation to the board, charge a per head rate or whatever, and then the board make the decision. So what do you think this figure? That set up at $30,000 a month. So basically the board direct $30,000, is it good enough? So I think the staff said yes. So from that point onward, the $30,000 just keep inflated by,
okay,
per year, inch. I mean,
that
percentage.
They were doing the dinner cruise,
it was
right?
Not an appraisal.
No, I was just trying to see if there was any correlation to a peer.
No.
Now, around Chris's concept, by looking at this exhibit A4, they basically, from peer to peer, whether you're calling it, what's that, Marine Corps base versus coal logging, that little pie shape is everything they control. So it's not strictly just where they're both. Right, see, this is the drawing that I have, and I'm sure you guys colored. And so basically, it's this whole thing they control. I mean, maybe they let public come in. I don't know. I think at that point, I'm getting to where I like to talk to the yacht club right now.
I don't think they allow public.
I have one more question.
It's private. So you mean from the ocean side, from public?
Yeah.
Into, not,
yeah. So they're controlling that whole area, basically.
right now. I don't think, well, they certainly control the dock, right? Who can park on the dock? I don't know.
I just, again, there's going to be other things coming up that I'm still, we charge them for the tent that they put on, but we don't charge them for the area of land that they are really controlling.
I mean, you know, this kind of stuff sometimes, and if it's going to, I'd be happy to turn it over to the board if that's what the board wants. But I mean, if you wanted to stay with us, I mean, one thing to you could task the appraiser to go figure out whether fair market rent, whether and with the flexibility to make a determination on his professional opinion whether percentage rent, something like that, or per dock, like you said.
Well, I think we got to be careful in where we ask the appraiser how to appraise.
No, I'm saying. If he makes an independent professional decision that it is, after looking at the market, that is market, meaning that would be the appropriate way to charge. We've done that in the past when we weren't exactly sure whether even percentage is appropriate in a particular lease, and he did a study and he determined it was, and this is the amount, that kind of stuff. So we gave him that kind of flexibility. Rather than just saying, you will come up with an ABC, we gave him that. Flexibility to check the market, see what is out there, and how it would be run other places. The difficulty in this one, though, that task might be difficult because I don't think there's too much like this. You know what I mean? Out there, the private.
Yeah,
I mean,
but
Billboard might have.
Well, even with Hawaii Yacht Club or Waikiki, just because it's in the LOI, they run their business a certain way.
Yeah, I guess maybe that would be a comparable. Maybe that might be a comparable because they're private, right? They're private stalls. Yeah. Mariana, is another example.
Yeah, so there's things appraisers.
Yeah, so maybe they can look at stuff, yeah. I mean, if that's, because I can't answer like what you're saying, and I'm not a voting guy, Plus, I don't know if that what they do in their administrative rules is really market. I'm not sure. I mean, yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
May I?
Stan and then Chris.
This user area that's on A4 looks, it's analogous to the Wailoa River. We have the same kind of situation, Wailoa River. We have an estuary, and we have wooden piers that stick out, just like this. But it's a different configuration. We have the inside part of the estuary where we have fingers sticking out into the Wailoa River. And then you go around the corner by Suisan, we have wooden piers sticking out there. And they also have boats inside a set of wooden piers, just like this. So this is just, put it this way, there's a strong parallel between the Wailoa River and, for that matter, the Alawai. We have piers sticking out from concrete, base piers, right, in the Alawai. That's a state facility. So we just had a set of rules that went out to public hearing to change the mooring rates on all of the state facilities, including Wailoa River, including Alawai, including Keaho, including Kauai High on the Big Island, and the facilities on Kauai and Maui, everything. It went out to public hearing. And attached to that docket was an appraisal done to do the very thing we're talking about. An appraisal was done to come up with a fair valuation of how much we're going to charge. And the plan is, in that we just sent out to public hearing, is to charge by the size of the slip, not the size of the boat. That's what it is. One size fits all. The fishermen in Wailoa River have very strong feelings against that because a lot of them are Makulis. So, but we did it. It went out to public hearing. So this is almost identical to that.
The only thing, though, Mr. Roy, is that those are owned by the board and state of Hawaii. This is this Kaneohe one, they dealt it. We didn't. It's almost like the walls and stuff. We don't really own it when it's within the shoreline. It's a private landowner. And so here is very similar. It's a private landowner. They own the land side. And they put this stuff
But they in. Built they built these wooden piers into the water.
I understand.
And in Wailoa River, we built, yeah. The state built these piers. And same with the other state facilities. But if we're going to have some consistency in how we run these peer system, whether it's all private or partly public, then we should be consistent in how we charge for the size of the rental. And so that would suggest that maybe we got to go and have a chat with the appraisers or somebody like them and come up with another valuation on this. If that one doesn't cover it, maybe the other one covers it, but at the end of the day it's subject to the same policy that we just developed for Dobor.
So I guess I'm looking, I think this maybe requires some more review, and we have it on the agenda, so we should take public testimony, but I would like us to go to public testimony, and then maybe we should consider deferring it, because I think we've outlined some issues here that need a little more evaluation, and so maybe that's the right approach for now. So why don't we go on to public testimony and then decide about that. Okay, is there public testimony on this? Okay, no public testimony. Okay. Does somebody want to make a motion to...
Madam Chair, how about you hear from the Yacht Club guys?
Well, they didn't want to say anything.
They want to testify?
Well,
I'd like to hear what they got to say. It would be very helpful for us to mold our decision based on what their feelings are. They're here.
Can I pause it?
If you have a question, we're happy.
You can ask them a question, but you cannot just say, come up here, I want you to say something.
I respect that. You folks have anything you want to say?
If you folks have questions,
I have a few.
Yeah. If that's okay.
Yes,
sure, it's okay.
Just thank state you. Your name for record.
Frederick Berg, staff commenter at Kaneohe Yacht Club. Immediate staff commenter.
What's your last name?
Berg, B-E-R-G, like iceberg.
What is your recommendation on how we should charge going forward?
After hearing all of this today, I agree with the chairman that we probably need to step back and figure this out. I've had a lot of questions, but there's a lot more questions than even I've had. So there's enough here that we probably need to sit down and figure it out. I think one thing that came out is there's really no other situation in the state of Hawaii like ours. Personally, I look at it as just another pier in Kaneohe Bay, like the private piers. Kaneohe Yacht Club is a nonprofit, so I know there's a distinguish between the public-supported nonprofit, which is a 501c3, and ourselves, which is a 501c7. We're established to coordinate our resources to do the sport that we do, which is boating, basically. Much like a homeowner that has a pier out in front of their house, we have a pier in front of the club, and we pay for the maintenance, replacement, insurance, etc. of those piers. We don't generate a profit off of that. We basically set the rates to recover those costs. So again, we're just pooling our resources to do what we do. Some of us don't happen to live on the bay, so the Yacht Club is our access, if you will, to the bay, just like a homeowner.
What is, explain to me 501c7, if you can.
My layman's terms of understanding of it, and I'm certainly not an expert, is that a 501c7 is, if it's a group of people that have a common activity that they like to do, and so that they create an association or a club in this case, to be able to do that together rather than individually.
How come canoe clubs are 501c3s?
Probably because they not only do their activities, but they also would like to generate contributions. We can't accept contributions.
You can't get a tax write-off if somebody gives you money.
Exactly. Thank okay. you.
C3 cannot do, it's more educational.
So I'm just looking online, and there's 28 kinds of tax-exempt organizations. So this is a social organization, so they don't have to pay taxes on the dues you collect. Is that correct?
Correct.
But you're not a public benefit corporation, so you don't get tax write-offs for making donations to it.
Right.
For example, Kailapur Canoe Club is a 501c3, and they get grants.
So do you have
Do
you have other questions?
No, that's all I got.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, any other public testimony?
I have a question.
All right. Okay, Tommy and then Keone.
If Land Division was able to transfer this to boating, you guys would be agreeable to that?
I have no idea what the impacts would be. I'm assuming that it, you know, we're going to come up with something that's fair and equitable to.
That's something you guys got to discuss.
Sure. No, absolutely.
Excuse me. Can the public walk on there and go fishing?
So as it currently stands, I'm not sure if the revocable permit allows that. The way the yacht club has always viewed people that come into the yacht club that are not members from the ocean is that we, you know, any boat that's in need of help or assistance, we're certainly a safe harbor for them.
Can the public walk up onto the pier and fish?
There's no provision in RP regarding the public access to the RP area.
So it's an exclusive easement.
It's not an easement, it's a permit for RP.
Yes, it's exclusive.
Yeah. Can we need RPs? Like,
you give them to these
thank
guys.
Thank you.
Bob has something.
But that not always being proposed is a non-exclusive easement.
Non-exclusive easement? Are you clear that that's what's being proposed?
Yes.
Okay. Bob, if you want to add something, you better come over and introduce yourself into the record.
I definitely think, as far as the board, that we should have a timeout on this and have it come back after questions are answered.
That's what they're going to do. That's what we want to do.
But
I think it's a deferral.
But there's part that we shouldn't defer.
There's an increase in rent that's wanted.
Right.
No,
RP.
Yeah.
Just wanted to comment on the...
Excuse me, what's your name? Oh. Ralph Higa. Bob Masuda, member of the staff, of your deputy. I just wanted to comment on the nonprofit side since I've worked in that area for some time. The Kaneohe Yacht Club, well, it's an association type thing for common interests. Their members do support the public activity. For example, the Hawaii Conservation Alliance Foundation was invited to use their facilities for a series of planning retreats in conjunction with conservation activity. That kind of thing is used, but it's not like a 501c3, because a 501c3, the canoe club that is a 501c3 can do charitable activities and get tax deductible benefits for their donors. A 501c4 or 7 cannot do that. That's all I want to say.
Thank you very much. That's very helpful.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Higa.
Is Okay, Tommy, did you have a question? And then I really do, I want to wrap it up here, so. Keone?
Chris.
All right.
Oh, no, it was just to,
all right.
There was a portion of the recommendation okay. We should keep.
Does anybody have any other questions for the Yacht Club right now, or can we go ahead and move on?
We can go ahead.
Thank you. All right, any other public testimony? Okay, Chris, you wanted to make a revised motion?
Yeah, so there is a portion of the recommendation that involves adjusting the rent on the RP, and we should do that because this discussion about the long-term easement may take some time. So I think that we keep number one insofar as it refers to the RP. Number two, we keep, which increases the rent, and it'd be interesting. And number three, we should keep because it gives us some information about the gross, because I think perhaps the percentage is the way to go long-term on this. And then number four, we defer.
Okay.
And number five, we also defer because that depends upon the issuance of the subject easement.
Okay, so council, what's technically, what are we doing? Do we defer or we not act on those items?
I think you would...
Four and five.
Yeah, you would have to not act on certain of the recommendations.
Okay, with the understanding that it will likely come back in the future. Okay, so we have a motion to approve 4A, B, and C. Sorry.
No, I don't know.
Sorry, five.
One,
first.
One, two, and three.
Sorry.
One, two, three.
Recommendation one, two, and three. Sorry.
And defer four and five.
Okay.
No, not act on four and five.
Okay. Is there a second to that?
I'll second that.
Okay. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Five? We have a five.
No,
but there is a five.
Termination.
The termination of therapy. We're not.
One, two, and three, and no action on four. Five.
No, different one.
No action on four and five.
Correct. Okay, thank you. More later. All right. Okay, next up on the agenda is... Okay, anybody need a break?
Yeah.
Yeah, short break, and then we'll do F1.
Is this your goal this year? You're going to move along this way?
Yes.
Yes.
It's absolutely my goal.
It's a New Year's resolution. I totally agree with it.
I wish. I actually gained weight, but I'm exercising.
Where?
And we also own Fastlane.
Said it's okay to anchor on coral as long as the apparatus is for.
Well, they're going
to
try and stay more north toward the. They're trying to go more north. Okay.
They wanted to come as you came. That was our first.
There was a break at 10:15.